There you go. Sorry.
Did they give you your budget?
He's still doing it.
Are you still fighting for your dollar?
The recording's on. It's a long story, so I'll say that. So
go do what you got to do, Mark.
Mark, turn the recording on, let everybody in from the waiting room, and we're good to go, and we have a quorum, which is good.
It's all set. Recording's on, thank you.
Okay, this is a regularly scheduled monthly meeting of the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission. It is 7:17 p.m. All rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Estewan.
Here.
Mr. Sanchez. Finally.
Here.
Mr. DiGiovanni.
Here.
Mr. Jalowick.
Here.
Mr. Miskiewicz.
Al is excused this evening.
Okay. Mr. Fraterola. Mr. Kopchansky.
Here.
Mr. Sadlick.
He's also excused this evening.
And Mr. Blisman.
Here.
Okay, we'll move on. The roll is done. Let it reflect. We have a quorum. We'll move on to item number 4, additions, deletions, and corrections to the agenda. Let the record state, I don't have any this evening. Communications, I don't have any. 6, the public portion. Is there anybody from the public who would like to address the commission at this time? Anybody from the public like to address the commission at this time? Come on, Tom, you have nothing to say?
Nothing.
Okay, nothing. Receipt of application, approval of minutes, 2:21 regular meeting. I move that we table those minutes because they're not completed yet. Per Karen, is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carried. We tabled the minutes of the 2:21:23 regular meeting. Receipt of applications, let the record state we don't have any new applications. We had one sniffing around. There's a couple applications and they'll probably come in for next month when they're done. We told them what they needed to do and they didn't do it in time for this meeting. Item number 9A, City of Derby Planning Zoning Miss Don't Zone Text Change Application to repeal and replace section 195-138A to clarify zoning enforcement procedures. I think what the Corporation Council sent out. Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. Mike Fraterola just texted me. He said he's trying to get in. I'm not sure if Mark, you're still on here listening.
He's probably trying to get some money from the tax board. So they'll let him in. Thank you very much for that information, Dan. There was an email from Vincent Marino to change the wording, and that was acceptable, but there's one problem. It should say 195, that the last line should read the zoning enforcement officer, not the commission, has the responsibility and authority to enforce, and not the commission. It should be the zoning enforcement officer. Vince agrees with me and we'll make that change for next month. I'd say we can approve it and get it off the agenda with the proposed changes, or we can leave everything open for till next month. And since it's a public hearing, is there anybody from the pub who wishes to address the commission at this time? Anybody from the public?
Hey, Ted.
Tom? Yeah, Ryan.
I'll share my screen with the text amendment that I forwarded
Please.
To everyone last time or last week. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
I highlighted subsection 2 where it talks about the zoning enforcement officer. Ted, are you referring to the last sentence where?
Yes.
Okay.
Where it says the commission also shall have the responsibility and authority to enforce the provision of these regulations. Are you saying that we do, or should it read the zoning enforcement officer?
No, it says the commission also shall have the responsibility.
Right.
The intention of that language, Ted, is that in the absence of a zoning enforcement officer, or when, you know, the zoning enforcement officer is unable to enforce the regulations for various reasons, that the commission also. So it's not meant to be either or. It's meant to be, you know, a combination.
Okay.
I agree with that. The commission has the ultimate authority and delegates to the zoning enforcement officer.
To the CEO. The absence, and Ryan explained that very well to us. Thank you very much for that. And that is in your packet that you should have received from Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
In the absence of any comments from the public, I move that we close the public hearing.
Second.
Made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, move on to 10A. Jay Clark's Landscaping, 261 New Haven Avenue, site plan application to construct a 4,800 square feet to store equipment and vehicles for a landscape business, discussion and possible action. Is there anybody here from the applicant who wishes to address the commission at this time? Anyone from the applicant? Given the technical difficulties that we had at this month, I move that we table this until next month, if the applicant so wishes to come before this commission. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Could we possibly hold off on that until at least the end of the meeting, just to give Mark a chance in case they're waiting? It'd be a shame to push this off another month if they're trying to get in here and they can't because Mark's doing something else. Fair.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. And I would say in this application as well that, you know, we received, I'd say, new instructions from the chief of staff as to procedurally how we're to review these applications. When an application comes in, it's our responsibility to give the staff an estimate of the cost for us to do our initial review. It's then the responsibility of staff to relay that to the applicant and get that money in hand, in the city's hands, before I complete my review. So this was the first case where we went through that procedure and it took almost a month to actually get the money in the city's hands for our initial review fee. So once we got confirmation that the money was in place, I issued my comment letter almost immediately, but that was on, I think, Thursday. So there are a couple of technical questions and concerns that I have, namely the creep of site improvements on this property over the years. The houses have existed for, you know, decades, but really all the landscaping activities that have gone on, the clearing, the placement of gravel, the increased outdoor storage areas on the site have started to cause runoff issues in downgrading property. So I am asking the applicant to look into what measures might be able to put in place to reduce the amount of runoff that comes off this property because of not just what they're proposing as part of this application, but what's been ongoing on the property over the last decade or so. So I just wanted to clarify my position on that with the commission.
Thank you, Ryan. And Gino, I think that's fair to wait until the end. At the end, I mean, there's only one other thing. It's an informal discussion, 11B with on 310 Sentinel Hill. That's the only other thing on the agenda. So if you want to wait until then, if you want me to ping Mark to see if there's anybody in the waiting room, we can. But again,
Mr. Chairman, Ryan's, yes, that was Danny that asked for that extension, but I agree with it as well. So,
okay.
If Mark says nobody's there, then, you know, we can move on to the next thing.
So, Ted, I think you need to withdraw your motion to table it.
Okay. I withdraw my motion to table it and move it to additions, deletions, and corrections. We move it to the end of the agenda. What would be the right way to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbara? since we already passed
since we already passed the part
where it said
vote on making that change, and it should be a two-thirds vote to make that change on the agenda.
Okay, I will retract my initial motion. The motion now is that I move that we move this to the end of the meeting, given the fact that the Ryan's letter went out late and because of the technical difficulties that we did have at the beginning of this meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll move. The only other thing on the agenda is 310 Sentinel Hill. Is there, do we have any? Yes, Ryan. Ryan, you're talking, but you're muted. Okay.
We have discussion and possible action as well on the text amendment, if you guys want to act on it.
Okay. I move that we approve the text amendment with the changes that are in place and that Ryan sent out.
I do have a draft motion, Mr. Chairman, that's included in your packet, if you'd like me to read it.
Please.
Okay, the application for zone text change, City of Derby Planning and Zoning Commission, repeal and replace section 185-138.A. Following review of the documentation submitted in support of this application, the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission finds the zone text change to the above referenced section. It's consistent with the goals of section 195-2 and the plan of conservation and development. Therefore, the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission hereby approves the zone text application as proposed. The effective date of the text amendment shall be March 28th, 2023. The approval shall be based on the following documents submitted in support of the application. One, the application prepared by SLR International dated 12/20/22, modified text amendment dated 3/14/2023, typo there. Three, referrals to Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments and South Central Connecticut Regional Council of Governments from SLR dated 12/22/21. Four, letter from Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments Regional Planning Commission dated 12/26/22. Five, letter from South Central Regional Council of Governments dated 1/17/23. And six, verbal testimony from the Planning and Zoning Commission members of the public and city staff at the January 17th, February 21st, and March 21st, all 2023 public hearings.
Thank you, Ryan.
Question on the number three, is that supposed to be 12/22/21 or 12/22/22?
12/22/22. Thank you.
Move that we approve the zone text amendment as Ryan stated.
Second.
Made and seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Sentinel Hill Road. From what I understand with my last conversation with Kevin White, the zoning enforcement officer, he claims that they all belong to the same family. That doesn't allow him to have multiple apartments. He can just keep adding on to it. Barbara, do you have an... that's verbally. There's no one here from the applicant, or he's not here.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with this particular situation, but I mean, it does sound to me correct. I don't see why, just because they're members of the same family,
that they're allowed. He's allowed to add apartments.
If that's not permitted within the zone.
Right. Dave?
We have a definition of a dwelling unit in our zoning regulations.
Yes, we do.
It contains certain things to make it a dwelling unit. It has nothing to do with who lives there.
Right.
Or if anybody lives there at all.
It doesn't matter.
So, I mean, it's immaterial if they're family members or not.
Right, and our zoning enforcement officer is not here to address these concerns this month. And I don't know whether he was told to come here and explain it to the commission, whether he showed up and was not allowed in and left. I can't tell you because again, I wasn't here. So I'll put it on the agenda for next month and I'll ask him again. If I have to in writing, I'll ask him to appear just to let us know what's going on with 310 Sentinel Hill Road.
Yeah. Because I mean, nobody knows. It's whatever is the pleasure of the commission, but you know, he can go ahead and take an enforcement action without right. coming to a meeting, okay. of course, as well. So if you're interested,
I don't know what has been taken to date.
Excuse me?
I don't know what has been taken to date. Okay. If any enforcement action has, I would like him to at least explain that to us. This is what I've done to date with response or no response. What was the response? Let somebody explain that to us. And then as a commission, we can make a decision to move forward or not. Somehow. Yes.
Mr. Church, Gino, a few months back, weren't we going to send a letter or something to them?
I don't know what has been sent. Like I said before, I don't know what enforcement action was taken.
Right. I understand that. Was. But did we decide to do that?
It shouldn't come from us. It should come from the zoning enforcement officer.
Okay. But
that's why I asked them to be here to explain to us. Did he send the letter? What was the response? Did it fall upon deaf ears? What is his response? We don't know. I don't know. I've asked, and that's what I was told. Beyond that, I don't know.
I'll have to go back through the minutes and look. Right. Okay.
And now, of course, he'll have the new regulation, which will give him enhanced enforcement powers if needed.
Okay.
Hey Ted.
Yes,
Dave.
Could
you instruct the zoning enforcement officer to CC the commission with any correspondences
yes.
that he has in terms of yeah. enforcement?
And I'll CC the commission in my email to him, asking him, where do we stand? Simple, where do we stand? What have you taken to date? And then we can have a course of action to move forward, but we can't move forward on something when we don't know what was done to date. Yes, that can be done, Dave, to answer your question.
Thank you, Ted.
And I'll leave it on the agenda for next. Yes, Dave. Yes, Steve.
I was just saying, Dave, glad Dave made that comment. That was perfect.
It's actually standard duty, so I shouldn't even have to say it. But
like I said, you know, we are owed a response of some sort. Where do we stand with this? Period. It's a junkyard. It looks like a junkyard now. So that's why I keep it on the agenda. Because if we don't keep it on the agenda, it'll get lost.
Right. Speaking of that, Mr. Chairman, can we put on the agenda to get an update from legal? I know we're going to have to figure out how to do that as an executive session on the scrapyard in downtown Derby.
Yeah, we'll probably have.
It's been way too long since we heard anything on that.
Well, if there's no pending claim or pending litigation, then we can't do it in executive session.
Well, then don't do it in the second session. Whatever.
We can certainly give an update in the regular session.
Right.
Barbara, update isn't that a contract? Isn't that negotiations?
Well, I don't
know. I think it is.
I thought it would fall under negotiations.
I'll look into it if it will qualify for executive session.
Yeah.
But either way,
we'd like to get an update, whatever it's.
Yes, please. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. Let me. Yes. I will talk to Vin about that.
Okay, because last time we had an session, we know what was said. And, you know, it's been a while. It's been months. It's been, and nothing's happened. So that's why you're asking. And thank you, Steve, for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make sure I'll put it on the agenda. And if we go to executive session, because we have to discuss it, we will at that point in time. Okay, we took care of this. Okay, Jay Clark's landscaping. We'll move on to the next item, the last item on the agenda.
Well, do we pay bills?
We usually pay bills and adjourn. You have you have one bill.
One single bill. Yeah.
Okay. Jay Clark's landscaping, 261 New Haven Avenue, site plan application to construct a 4,800 square foot building to store equipment and vehicles for landscaping business. Discussion of possible action. Is there somebody here from the applicant to address the commission? Is there somebody here from the applicant? No, then I move because of technical difficulties, the same motion I had before. Table it until next month. Do I need to add anything to that, Ryan?
What's the mandatory action date on that?
We still have till next month without any extensions.
Is that it?
That'll be it, unless we get extensions. But we can go till next month without.
Yeah.
Yes. The mandatory action date is 4/27.
Right.
I'll second your motion, Ted.
Made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Motion to pay bills if deemed correct. And there's, I think, one.
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion to adjourn. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We'll see you next month. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your patience.
You're all set, Mr. Chair. Bye.